Good evening.
Hi.
Okay, I want to, every one of you supposed to present yourself, say his name, his age, and where do you live? Okay, can you say? Start with you.
Okay, my name is Sandra, and I come from Kumasi in the Asante region.
Uh-huh.
And I am 13 years old.
And you?
My name is Mefia. I come from Kumasi.
Mm-hmm.
And I live at Accra. I am 14 years old.
And both of you, I understand you are sisters?
Yes.
From the same mother?
Yes.
And the same father?
Yes.
And did you born in Kumasi or in Accra?
Kumasi.
So why did you move to Accra?
Because of business, that's why.
Business?
Yes.
Okay. And you go to school?
Yes.
Which class you go, Sandra?
Now I'm moving to Form 1.
To Form 1. And you?
Form 2.
Form 2. Great. So what is your... what you like the most in the school?
The subject I
like. This the most subject that you like?
I like math.
Math?
Yeah, mathematics and... let me see, RME.
RME?
Yeah.
What is it, RME?
That's religious and moral education.
Uh-huh. And you?
I like science.
Science?
And home econs.
So what you learn about science?
We learn about... maybe if you sleep with somebody, you mm-hmm. get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And...
so you learn about it?
Yes.
That's about science. So you learn how to prevent pregnancy?
Yes.
What else beside that?
If you sleep with somebody, then you get pregnant.
Mm-hmm. No, beside that. Beside if you sleep, what else you learn about science? You know, okay. Okay, but mathematics, what you learn about mathematics, Sandra?
It just work if maybe somebody gives you something
mm-hmm.
and you have to work it out to get the answer so that you give the thing to the person.
Mm-hmm. So what you learn now at mathematics?
What I'm learning.
Divide, multiply.
Yeah, you multiply something. Then you divide something.
Mm-hmm.
If you are sharing something with somebody,
mm-hmm.
you have to divide
mm-hmm.
equally so that the person can get it and you too can get it.
Mm-hmm. Did you learn with books?
Yes.
Who give you the books?
We went and buy it.
You went and buy it?
Yeah.
Both of you?
Yes.
You buy the books? Yourself? The school don't give you the books?
No.
So your parents buy it for you?
Yes.
Is it expensive?
Yes.
Expensive for your parents. So what does your parents do for a living? What they do for a living? They work at what? Like your mom, I know. She's...
selling...
she has a shop.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And your dad?
But she's not our own mother.
Ah, this one is not your own mother?
Yes.
So what she is? She's your aunt?
Yes.
So where is the mom?
My mother is from Kumasi.
In Kumasi?
Yes.
What does she do there?
She's not doing anything.
Oh, she's not selling?
No.
So she sent you here?
Yes.
So your auntie can take care of you?
Yes.
Is it common in Ghana to do that?
Yeah.
Like a lot of children leave their parents and they go to live with the auntie or with the grandmothers to live with them?
Yeah, a lot of people did that. Because sometimes maybe they don't have money
mm-hmm.
to look after their children.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their sister or his auntie have will give the children to her so that she will look after
mm-hmm.
his children.
So your mom doesn't work and your father, he go to work?
Yes.
What he do for a living?
She buy things for somebody.
No, your father?
Yes.
What he do?
He will go and buy maybe banchi.
Banchi?
Cassava.
Cassava?
Yeah.
What cassava is this? What you do for that cocoa?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Even they use it for, let me see,
kungunte.
Yes.
dry cassava.
Then they will go and seed it. They will seed it, then they will use the powder for another time.
So what you like most for food? Which kind of food you like the most?
Yeah, I like rice.
Rice?
Yes.
And you?
Rice ball.
Rice ball. What about fufu? You don't like fufu?
No, I don't like fufu.
Really? You are Kumasi people. You don't like fufu?
Yes, I don't like.
So you like more rice balls and you like?
More rice.
More rice. Oh.
Or sometimes banku.
Banku. It's rice. Banku is rice balls.
Yes.
Okay. And so you live now with your auntie?
Yes.
At the house. And you go to school in Accra?
Yes.
And do you pay a school fee here?
No.
So your auntie don't pay for your school fee?
No. We don't pay school fees either.
Only printing fees.
Printing fees. Like if they do some printies, you pay for it.
Yeah.
And for books also you have to buy it.
Yes.
And what about food? Did you get food at the school?
Yeah, they as for the primary, they give them food, but after the JSS, they don't get food. You have to use your own money to buy the food.
But now you get food at school?
No.
You have to use your money.
You use your money to buy.
If you don't have money to buy food, you will be sitting there.
So it's so your auntie give you every day money for food?
Yes.
And what about the children? They don't have money for food?
If my auntie don't have money.
No, there is children in your class that they don't have money for food.
They will beg for somebody.
They will beg, maybe. If you have, you can give.
Mm.
Maybe if the person doesn't have, you buy, then you give him some to eat.
So some of the children doesn't have money for food.
Yes.
And the other children give them some.
Yes.
It's happened also to you that you go to school and you don't have money for food and you have to beg for somebody to give you?
But no. If I don't have money, I won't beg for somebody.
I won't beg. You just sit down. If you close, you can
come and eat.
But you don't take food from home to the school?
No.
Why is it? Why you don't take food from home to school?
Because maybe we cannot cook it.
No, you can take something you can eat, like a banana. Or...
No.
They'll not even allow you to eat in the classroom.
No, but if you have a break and a pause, you can eat.
Then you have to go and buy.
Okay. How many siblings you are in the family? In Kumasi?
I have four.
Four?
Yeah.
But you from the same mother, the same father, isn't both of you?
No.
You are not? So you are from you are the daughter from the auntie.
Yes.
And you are just live with her, if I understand that correctly. Mm-hmm. So you have four, and all of them here, or they are in Kumasi?
Some, they are all here, but some, as for my sister, she's in Kumasi.
One?
Yeah.
And the others?
And then some live here. I have only one brother here. Then the other live in, let me see, Accra, but not at this
part. Not? Uh-huh. And they live in the family?
Yeah.
But they don't live with the parents?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I want to ask you something about politics, if you know something. Do you know what is democracy?
No.
You know what is democracy?
They have taught me, but maybe... Yes. And like and some two people are fighting and something. Is it dark or political?
No. Democracy is the system what is now in Ghana. It's like the government, she is ruling, she said what to do, but every one of us can say his mind. He can tell what he's thinking. Even if it's bad things, even if they think the government, they are not good, it's allowed to say it. If you go to the dictatorship, it's not allowed to say something against the government. So here we are living in democracy. So what do you think about, do you know about whose government now ruling? Yeah, but which party is ruling now? You know the party?
MPP.
NDC.
NDC, they are ruling.
Yes.
And the president that just died.
Yes.
What is his name?
Atamex.
And did you know what he done?
Yes, been building schools.
Giving school food.
Giving school food. But yes, you don't have food in the school.
Yeah, as the for the primary, there's no children.
They have.
He provide them food. But as for the seniors, if they, he will not even give you the food because you think that you are seniors and you have money to buy food.
Okay. So what do you think about this president, about Atamez?
I think he's good.
He's good. Yes. What? Which kind of good things have he done besides to bring food to the schools?
Because sometimes he provides us school uniforms.
School uniforms?
Yes.
Oh, this one is nice. And you know why, from what he died?
What happened before he died?
You know from what he's dying. Like he died from what?
Because he's sick.
He was sick. Okay. And you don't know which kind of sickness he had, or you know?
Cancer.
You yes. think cancer. Okay. And you know, and this year is election years.
Yes.
You know that?
Yes.
Can you say what's the difference between the parties? What they say? Now the ruling party is?
NDC.
And what is the next biggest party they are sitting in?
MPP.
MPP. And you know the differences between MPP and NDC?
Yes.
What is the difference?
Because NDC want to win and MPP too want to win.
Mm-hmm. No, but what is the differences between them?
Difference?
Yes.
They don't have any different thing between them. But they are just a party. These people want to win. And these people want to win. But there is not any problem with the both of them.
So there is no difference between them?
I don't think so.
So if the people go to vote, it doesn't matter who they vote.
But what I know is that the two parties, they don't have any problem.
Any problem? Like what?
Like they don't fight.
Oh, they don't fight. It's sure because of democracy.
Yeah.
So they don't fight. But what I'm asking, like what is the difference if NPP will be the ruling party? Or NDC will be the ruling party. Can you tell which kind of difference they will do? Or they will do the same?
MPP will win.
MPP this time will win?
No, NDC.
NDC will win?
Yes.
So now we have a new president.
Yes.
You know his name?
Say President Mahamad.
Yes,
Mahamad.
And what do you know about Mahamad?
As for that president, I don't know anything about.
You don't learn it at school?
No, we don't learn.
You don't learn about the government
but first,
at school?
Mahama was in MPP and he returned to NDC.
He was in MPP and then he moved to NDC?
Yes.
And what else can you tell me about the ruling government right now? If he's now become the president, do you think he will do good to the school? Muhammad was going to do good. Like, what he is planning to do? Do you know his plan?
No, we don't know. Maybe he will buy something for the school, but we don't know.
Mm. But you know, you don't know. You hope for that he will do good.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. So you like Accra or Kumasi more?
I like Accra.
Really, you don't like Kumasi?
No.
Why? What is the difference?
Because if you are in Kumasi, you won't get food to eat. But if you are in Accra, you eat.
You eat, there is more food.
Yes.
It's like the family where you stay, they have more money so they can feed you all the time. Mm-hmm. But in Kumasi, you don't get it.
No.
But the city, you have friends in Kumasi?
Yes, I have friends in Kumasi.
And you, Sandra?
Yeah, I also do.
You
I
have friends? Friends. Yeah. Okay. And you don't miss them, or when you go there, you don't go and visit them?
Yeah, I don't go to Kumasi.
At all?
Yes.
And you?
too.
You don't go?
Yeah.
So the friend is the old, old friend. How long you didn't be in Kumasi?
Oh, for some, many years. Like
me, for 4 years. I've not been in Kumasi.
4 years? And you?
Maybe 3 years or so.
So you didn't see your parents for 3 years?
Yes.
If I'm in Kumasi, I was not staying with my mother. I was staying with my grandmother.
Mm-hmm. And you don't miss your mother?
I miss her.
So you don't wish to go and visit her?
No.
No? And what about you?
Actually, I was staying here with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
But something came in.
You don't stay with your parents, you just...
I was staying with my parents.
Ah, in Accra?
Yeah. Then something came in, so it left it only me and my brothers and my father.
Ah, your father staying here?
Yeah.
And your mother left to Kumasi, back to Kumasi. To where?
My mother...
She's dead.
Ah, she's dying?
Yes.
Oh, sorry for it. So your father staying in Accra with you? And the auntie take care of you all?
Yes.
Oh, then she's a good auntie.
Yeah, she's very good.
And you help her with the shop?
Yes.
Every day that you finish school, you come?
You come and sell.
You sell for her in the shop?
Yes.
So when you have the time to do homework?
You allow to go and do your homework
before you come to the shop.
Mm-hmm. And you also allow you to learn.
To learn.
If you finish learning, you can come and help.
And help in the shop?
Yeah. Mm. But she's very good.
She's very good.
Yeah.
And her husband?
No. She's not married.
She's not married. She's alone.
Yes.
Does she have children on her own? Oh, then she's alone and she take care of you. It's really nice. So what do you like in Accra the most?
I don't understand.
In Accra, what do you like in Accra?
Food or?
Anything. I like the people, I like the food, I like play, I like the weather. What do you like in Accra?
I like dancing, then I like singing.
You like singing?
Yes.
You go to church?
Yes.
And you, Sandra?
Ask me, I like dancing.
You like dancing?
Yeah, and I like playing with friends.
Playing with friends?
Yeah.
So, and you go to church?
Yeah.
And you?
Yes.
So you go every Sunday to church?
Yes.
Or almost every Sunday? Every Sunday?
Yes.
Yes, every Sunday.
You go also to Sunday schools?
Sometimes.
To the church?
Yes.
Mm. And you like to dance in the church? Or singing?
I like dancing in church and outside.
And outside. Like what? Like azonto?
Yes.
Yes.
You like dancing azonto?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, then thank you very much for your time. Let me invite you to back to the shop and say thank you for your auntie. Okay?
Okay.
Just tell me your name again.
Efia.
Efia. And you?
Sandra.
Sandra. Efia is 14?
Yes.
And Sandra is 13?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.